Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you are doing well. Hope you had a great week so far. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God right now that it's Friday, even though Friday is tomorrow. So welcome everybody. Overcome my Instagram problem. So broadcast on Instagram. Hello, Instagram. Hello, Facebook. Hello, YouTube. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. We're going to go ahead and get right into it. All right. So today, what is the difference? What is the difference? Coach versus consultant versus mentor. This is what we're going to talk about today. Again, I'm Brother Juan. I am the owner of Next Step Financial Partners Tax and Accounting. I help coaches, consultants, course creators, other solopreneurs increase revenue by an average of 30% with financial accounting and tax planning so that you can empower your clients to achieve their goals, grow your business, and fulfill your purpose. Again, I'm Brother Juan. I hold a bachelor's degree in business management, a master's degree in accounting and financial management. I am an authorized e-file provider with the IRS. I participate in the voluntary continual education program of the IRS called the Annual Filing Season Program. I hold a record of completion for 2021. Currently studying to become an enrolled agent through the IRS, the only certification that the IRS offers. Which will afford me the opportunity for full representation on the behalf of taxpayers. And Biz Talk with Brother Juan is a broadcast designed to help you navigate your biz. All right. And so, again, today we're talking about what is the difference, coach versus consultant versus mentor. Let me go ahead and define these. These are my definitions. Simply put, coaching is individual driven. It's individual driven. You decide the outcome, and a coach is sort of a guide, right? So with a consultant, a consultant drives you to the results you want to achieve. You determine what you want to achieve. They analyze your business, make suggestions, help with implementation, and then assist with monitoring and even making adjustments along the way. Right. So you decide where you want to go. They help you to achieve that by driving you to the results. Whereas, again, coaching is the results are driven by you. The coach just walks with you. They partner with you to help you come to that outcome. With a mentor is generally a trusted individual. They help you to navigate your biz as a whole with a high level of knowledge and skill. And generally, this could be for a long period of time, or it could be for a particular season in your business. If you're just getting started, it might help to have a mentor to help you get started. If you get to a place where you've kind of maximized your profitability, maybe it's time to grab a mentor so that they can look at your business and offer their skills and their knowledge to help you overcome a barrier. And not knowing and understanding the difference between a coach, consultant, and mentor can cause you to waste a lot of time and money, right? And as a coach and consultant, you become even more susceptible because you understand the value of coaching, right? And so I can't tell you how many stories that I've listened to about coaches who are making money and are successful, and they spend a lot of time and money on coaching for themselves when what they really needed was a consultant or a mentor. And so if you want to avoid that trap of wasting money and time, you really have to ask the right question, right? The most important question you need to ask yourself is where? Where do I need help? Where do I need help? Right? And even with NextStep Financial Partners, with my signature bookkeeping package, it's really a mixture of all three. You can see with a lot of my clients, they're new business owners. They've been in business 3 years or less. They're making good revenue. They are set up and operational. They even have good business practices. But where they need help was navigating their biz finances and applying accounting principles to make strategic decisions. Right. And so that really comes down to asking the question of knowing where you need help. How can I be more profitable? How can I achieve my 5-year, 10-year goal? How can I pay the less in taxes? These are questions that I deal with. And even with bookkeeping, taxes, one of the questions I'm going to ask is, where do you see yourself in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, right? Because this determines the whole approach but to bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, right? Because if you're at an age and you want to retire in 5 years, then, you know, that's going to take a strategic plan that's going to be different than a 25-year-old who's just getting started in business, who wants to operate this business for 30 years and then retire, right? Or even someone who may be in their 40s and they just want to build a business and sell it off. That end goal determines the strategic plan. And so there is a mixture of all three, right? Me understanding your results and then driving you to the results, being individually driven because you determine the results, right? And I work as a guide, and then even mentor, having my knowledge and skill available in the area of finances, accounting, taxes, right? And so when you have that foundation of bookkeeping, then you can excel in ways that you didn't even realize. Hello, Shane. Good to see you online today. I hope you're doing well. And so just like with one of my clients, when I got into her books, immediately I noticed her pricing was too low. And so after analyzing everything and showing her the numbers, then the reality sunk in, right? The reality sunk in that she wasn't charging enough. And she wanted to maintain being affordable, but she was really getting to a point where her calendar was getting full. She had plenty of clients. She has various certifications. And so it was past time to raise her prices. And so using accounting principles, we were able to determine that she ultimately needed to double her prices. Could you imagine that? Being able to double your price within 6 months You know, and of course, you know, you may lose some clients along the way, and then there are some other things that you can implement to help you reduce clients. But, you know, just think about it. In her particular case, she may have lost one or two, but we'll be able to look and see what that revenue is. And it's not about the money, because I know most people don't get into their business because of the money. They have a passion for what they do, right? But you're in business, so you have to think about these kind of things as well. They are applicable. And so if you are needing clarity in your business, if you're needing a strategic financial plan, if you're needing a partner in your biz to help you navigate your biz to being more profitable, reach out to me here at Next Step Financial Partners. Associated with this video, there is a link where you can schedule a free 15-minute biz strategy session. If you are, as we're approaching the end of the year, you're starting to think about taxes, you can book a free 15-minute tax strategy session, right? And also associated with this link, there is a free ebook. My ebook is about 20-something pages long. It is called The Tax Guide. It is a guide for the self-employed as well as the underemployed. Tips about how to choose a tax preparer, how to take advantage of various deductions, and also five loopholes for the business owner to reduce your taxable income, ultimately reduce your taxes, and maybe even increase your refund if you get a refund. All right. Well, that's all that I have for this morning. Definitely, again, feel free to reach out. If there's any questions, you can definitely type them in. I'll give you a moment to do that. But again, you know, we're moving into the fourth quarter tomorrow, October 1st. And so it's time to really think about not only how you're going to finish this year, but 2022. Right? What's going on in your business for 2022? Where do you want to be? All right. And so again, this is Brother Juan with Next Step Financial Partners. This is Biz Talk with Brother Juan. Again, feel free to reach out later. If you're watching this video later, the door is open. The link is associated with this video. And I hope y'all have a great day, and we will see you Tuesday, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. For another edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan.